Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Yes, I've got a very lovely young lady here by the name of Abby. She's from the West White Trampolining Club, if I'm correct.
Yes, that's right. Hello.
So, hello. Tell us a bit about the club and what you get up to.
So we're one of two clubs on the island, and we're just a locally run in freshwater. We're run by volunteers entirely, so we're here today fundraising. We've got a little stall. And that's basically, we do recreational kind of trampolining, but also competitions, so we train people up to compete nationally and internationally as well.
And how long have you been trampolining?
So I've been with the club since I was 4 or 5. I'm 22 now. I don't compete anymore, but I coach now, so I'm a coach as well. So I like helping the little ones.
That's fantastic. You started at 4.
Yeah.
Do you literally start on a smaller trampoline first before you
go to the big one? No, so you start on the big ones, but we just got to get them used to it. they're all the trampolines are the same size, but there's lots of things that we do to help the little ones as they're getting started, like supporting them and things like that. And I think it's a really nice, we've got a nice community kind of feel about it.
Now, you said you competed for a number of years. Can you tell me what competitions you got involved with? Have you won? Have you got medals?
We do national competitions. So I've gone all across the country, places. I've been to Wales, I did London as well. So not long after the Olympics, when all the stadiums, they hadn't long been built, but we did the national ones, and then at the end of the year was the finals, and I went to the finals in the Copper Box Arena, and then a couple of years later I also competed in the Velodrome in London as well.
That is amazing.
In the middle of the cycling track.
That is really amazing. So what inspired you to get involved in trampolining?
I think my mum needed me to do something other than run around the house. I needed to let off some steam and get rid of some energy. So I love helping the younger ones who are coming and starting now, and giving them something to focus on, something to enjoy, and meeting new people and things like that. So
I suppose now the interest has gone up again after last year's Olympics at 2024 in Paris. Byron Page, wasn't it, that won the gold?
Bryony Page, she's brilliant, she's amazing.
Won the gold medal, first time, isn't it, in that event?
I believe so, yeah. She's also done world championships and things like that as well, so yeah, she's amazing.
Have you met her?
I haven't met her, no, but I would like to.
So what's the future for the club, and if we've got any youngsters or older people who are interested in trampolining, how do they get about and get in contact?
So for the club, we've got a waiting list that people can join. So we've got a Facebook page, so if you just look up West White Trampoline Club, you'll find us online. We've got an email address as well, which I don't know off the top of my head, but it'll be on our Facebook as well. So we've got, we train twice a week, we've got a waiting list for people to join. And we're trying to raise some funds. So hopefully we're saving up for a new trampoline, but it's a big stretch because it's very expensive.
Is there a specific web page that you can donate for?
Not currently a web page, but we would be happy if anyone wants to contact us and help us out. We're saving up for a trampoline, which isn't cheap.
I'm sure there's people out there willing to help, so thank you very much for talking to us today,
like
Abby.
I say, all volunteer run and everyone helps out, so
thank you very much. Back to you guys.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.